Techniques of hearing and remembering. I like all three parts of this. Hearing is great, remembering is great, and techniques are great. we have techniques. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaham Akandamandalakaram Yapta Yena Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaham Vanchakalpaturvyascha Kripa Sindhubya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaham Yasya Prasadadagyupi Sadhya Sarvagyatam Vrajat Sashichatanya Devo Me Bhagavan Samprasidatu. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give me his full mercy. By his grace, even a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The first purpose of our society is to educate humanity at large in spiritual techniques to restore the balance for peace of the whole world, peace and prosperity of the whole world. Thank you. So it's interesting, Srila Prabhupada uses the word techniques there. Some people don't like the word techniques, but I like this word because it's quite practical. And people who don't like the word techniques, they don't like it because they think that it sometimes sounds too mechanical or external. But our techniques are not external. Our techniques are supposed to be performed in the heart. Just today, actually, I heard a poem from Yeats, William Yeats, yeah, this famous Irish. I think he's a Nobel Prize winner. He says, "What's the point of a song that comes from your mouth? The song should come from your bone marrow." The point is, from deep inside. Not just. There was some lecture on initiation, so that's where it was quoted. So, also, so this is the first purpose of ISKCON techniques, spiritual techniques. In the Bhagavatam, first canto, Srila Prabhupada says it's not about the language. He says we are bound to make mistakes here in language or grammar. But the point of Bhagavatam is to help people get the techniques. And our movement is usually, what's the definition of our school or movement? We are...
Conditional society.
Yeah, that's the title of the society. But if you define the activity, this is the...
Devotion,
chanting, yes. In Sanskrit, how do you say this chanting? Sankirtan movement, yes, Sankirtan movement. But also, oftentimes it's called the school of Bhagavad Dharma. Srila Prabhupada has given many big seminars called Bhagavad Dharma. However, if you look in every practically verse in the Bhagavatam where Bhagavad Dharma is mentioned, you can see, interestingly enough, that it doesn't say Bhagavad Dharma, it says Bhagavad Dharman, means many dharmas. And it, where Bhagavad Dharma is systematically explained in Canto 11, there are 33 methods or techniques. So therefore, this chapter 10, I can write here, I guess. This is one more. So this is NOD 10, and this is techniques. Techniques of hearing and chanting. So hearing and chanting in themselves are techniques, but some more are mentioned. In fact, we have the total, this list here, in this section, how many total methods are mentioned, elements?
64,
exactly. So these are 64 techniques, and they're quite practical. So just hearing is, and you can see that some, there are several categories. Some are done with the whole body, some are done with the voice, some are done with the ear, and some are done with the mind. However, you may remember that bhakti was defined in the beginning as consisting of five parts, yeah, and three parts make the essence of every bhakti. Two parts make bhakti pure. So usually we make this diagram of three hearts because it speaks about essential parts. So what's bhakti? Yeah. What makes bhakti bhakti, and especially pure bhakti? So we have, do you remember the verse? Anya vilashita shunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttamam. Yeah. So if you want one verse which contains everything, this is the verse. And very scientific. So this is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11. Yes, 1.1. And so it's about five parts. So Anushilanam is probably easiest to understand. Anu means continuously and systematically and following. And Shilanam means activity or behavior. So in general, we can say these are the 64 elements or 9 elements, 9 or 64 processes. These are the processes. And this is the easiest. Yeah, just come and chant, Prabhu. Just take the broom and sweep the temple. That's Padasevanam. Bah. Yeah, and it sounds, and that's where you start. Yeah, you do start somewhere, and you know at least I can move my hand, right? So far, and so there we start. Then two are more subtle, and this is where already actually your advancement comes, and this is why we have education and training, because in fact it's not enough. As I like to tease devotees, how do you say tease in Slovenian? Yeah, in Ukrainian also, drazhnete. I say that it's the biggest mistake a devotee can make to think that bhakti is an activity which pleases Krishna. Because a demon can do something that pleases Krishna. But it's not bhakti. Correct? So that's why we see that Rupa Goswami, he gives three essential elements. So first of all, there has to be understanding. Krishna, so understand or know the object of your worship, and it's Krishna, it has to be directed at Krishna, and also it means to understand that Krishna means Krishna and his devotees and his energies and other incarnations like Rama and so forth. So when you understand this already, you will be careful, respectful. And already there is a good chance we will not be Kanishtas beginners because we will not offend others. You will be respectful. Correct? So this is important. But the most tricky and the most subtle, where I say that, because this you can do something that, you know, we are here, boss, that's it. Or Krishna is already pleased. What we are just coming here, it pleases Krishna. But it doesn't necessarily make this bhakti yet, unless we add anukulyena or intention. Yes. So this is the most. So this is the inner heart, right? The most important anukulyena, the intention. Not only we do what pleases Krishna, but also we want to please Krishna. We intend. We set it as the objective. So we come here, Krishna is pleased, but also we come here because we want to please Krishna. Right? Then it's bhakti. Immediately. So now please quickly set the intention, okay? Find the switch and set, Krishna, this is for you. So this is our most important practice, to find that switch. This switch is hidden somewhere so deep. It's more important than writing it, to find that switch and offer it to Krishna. Usually when I explain this for the first time, I forbid to write anything, because people are, but it's not the first time. Because it's more important to, you know, to actually do. This is the difference between education and training, yeah, that we do. And bhakti is so nice that at any moment you can just go inside and, okay, Krishna, this is for you. Offer, intend, Krishna, for your pleasure. And immediately, you know, all the faces blossom with smiles. Yes? How was it yesterday in Ananda Vrindavan Champu? Blossom with the beam with the garlands of smiles. Yes. Yeah, teeth are often compared to jasmine flowers. Of course, mine should be compared to some, I don't know. Not a jasmine, definitely. Maybe these daffodils, you know, these green, yellow things there. Garland. Okay, so intention. Intention to please Krishna. So these three make bhakti bhakti, and it works immediately. You can see you smile, you feel change immediately. As soon as you offer this to Krishna, you feel a connection. So this is wonderful. This is the magic. This is the beauty of bhakti. This is one thing that makes bhakti different and connects immediately. Even if we want something else as a reward. But if we add two more, so this makes bhakti bhakti. But if we add two more, the ultimate, yeah, to make it shining, that the ultimate highest end goal, okay, end goal is Krishna bhakti, and the process or method by which we intend to achieve perfection is also Krishna bhakti, and then it's pure. So karma, jnana, nothing else covers. You could say what main chief sufficient all-encompassing is Krishna bhakti, and then it's bhakti. So even if it is external, like hearing, just, you know, come, and it's hard not to engage it. Even for these neighbors, you know, unless they have really, maybe that's why they put these new windows there. Maybe they have very good sound insulation, soundproofing. But still, you know, from time to time, we forget to close the window, and we raise our hands and say, Gauranga! Yeah? Nityananda! And the neighbors hear, you know. Maybe not clearly, but something they hear, right? They have not been complaining. So is it bhakti or not? When they hear.
I mean, it is bhakti, but not Krishna bhakti.
what then what bhakti it is?
I mean, bhakti, there is no intention from them in that sense.
So we don't know. maybe they are happy. Maybe you think, oh, they scream this strange thing there. Maybe God will be pleased with me that I'm nearby. Maybe they think like this. Quite possible.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Maybe they even repeat it.
Yeah, maybe they even repeat it. Hare Krishna. Prabhu got attracted by our Gauranga. Decided to check out what's going on. Going around like, you know, like this Buddhist guru, the sign is he has a broom with him, you know. So our name, yeah, it's a sign of a guru. He's going everywhere with a broom. So our Narasimha Seva is always with a broom. Like a hidden secret Buddhist guru. Theravada Hinayana. Yeah. So this is why we are studying this from different points of view. Prabhupada said in a letter to his disciple, he said, please read my books 1 or 2 hours a day and you will be happy. Another time he said, my only complaint is that my disciples don't study my books. He says, it's not an expert business. I'm not writing these books just for sale, making money. Right? That too, for benefiting the whole world, and it's also a seva, but Prabhupada wants us to benefit. You know, there is a phenomenon called MLM, multi-level marketing, like things like Amway, it used to be Herbalife, and many different. So in many of these systems, it doesn't matter what you sell, and some of, you know, or if you sell anything at all, it's just a pyramid system, you know, that you sell the selling, you know, you sell the selling itself. Doesn't matter. They try to. Some of them do try to have good products, like apparently Amway liquid soaps and detergents are so good you can pour them under the plants and they flourish. So I heard, yes. I don't know. Apparently some devotees tried and the plants still live. Yeah. So if we preach and sell the books but don't advance in bhakti ourselves, this is just like MLM, just like pyramid selling. We sell the selling, you know. It's like, go out and say, become Krishna devotee, and what do? You go out and say, become Krishna devotee. No, we have the most rare treasure, Golokera Premadhana, Harinama Sankirtana. We have the top treasure imported from, not even from Japan or US or Germany, but from outside of this world, from Goloka, which is, and it passes every custom, all the customs, not taxed usually, no tax for Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So these techniques for us and then to help others. And there are many, many. So some of, yeah, so maybe I'll give a few synonyms to this. for this word. So as I said, it also means Bhagavata Dharmas. Yeah? It's another name for our school, Bhagavata Dharmas. And hearing and chanting is there, number something, 22 or something in that list. It's the main, of course, the core, Bhagavata Dharmas. Then in the nectar of devotion, these are bhakti, bhaktiangas, yeah, bhakti angas, the elements of bhakti, the elements of bhakti, or other methods, processes. You can, if we use the Western word, it could be called maybe something like spiritual exercises. There was a book by Ignatius Loyola. He basically saved the Catholic Church by that book. Loyola. He was some knight. He became a monk because this was the Reformation time. He actually was the Reformation lead, one of the. So that was when you had all those Protestants who were saying, "You Catholics, the Pope, and everything, you got totally external, absorbed in just money, wealth, and just some even abominations like forgiving." Selling indulgences, you know, forgiving for money, and it's it is actually correct, right? Good criticism. So then it was a big crisis of the Catholic Church, and then this Ignatius Loyola, he wrote this book, Spiritual Exercises. So the first part is something like Anartha Nivritti, removing bad. He has some special schedule how to remove the bad qualities. And then the second part is, I was quite surprised, it's practically like Raganuga meditations. He describes Christ, but basically he says you meditate as if you are there and see yourself as part of that lila or whatever is happening. So by that, then he started training, and that became the order of Jesuits, basically, Jesuits. And they became so effective, you can see that all around the world, they're there. In some countries, they were even banned, like in Sweden, because they were too powerful, too effective. And basically, they did this not only for monks, but also for congregation. They would have one-week retreats with spiritual exercises to lead a person through the transformation process. So basically, he saved the Catholic Church with this true inner science of spiritual exercises. But in bhakti, this is if you read the Bhagavatam systematically, you can hardly avoid this being internal. You can hardly avoid many of these spiritual exercises. Even the definition, you can see it's internal. Both external and internal. In fact, no yoga, karma yoga, jnana yoga, or ashtanga yoga, no yoga can be performed without involving your heart, involving your motivations, involving your goals. If you don't work on that, it's not yoga. It must be done. You know, we must decide, what do I want from this? Why am I doing this? What's my goal? And, of course, we want to please Krishna now and ultimately to please Krishna forever. That's the ultimate goal in whatever we do. Any questions or comments here? Some points?
I was on one education about Sivanaras.
Yes, personal growth.
Yes, thank you. So there was also a program, wisdom program, and it's cost too much, so I couldn't afford it because it's almost $3,000, and it lasts 3 months. And I was asking what is inside, and it is all spiritual. And when you want to go, you need to wait because it's so many people are coming. So I was wondering how come that we as devotees we cannot make some treatments like training with Hare Krishna in the end or something, you know, because many people are searching for the truth and they pay the money, a lot of money. But Hare Krishna devotees, I don't know, or maybe I don't know, at least here in Europe, that is happening something, you know, for people outside, people in on that level.
Hare Krishna. Who do we have? Marco, Michelle? You do it. So, we do have it. We do have it. We have some... Hare Krishna. What's your name, Prabhu?
Peter.
Yeah. Okay. You understand English, right? Resumite English. With money, this is a separate point, because on one side it does help if there is a charge, because it makes people more serious, especially in America. If it's free, it's useless for them. I understand this is oftentimes the idea. So oftentimes, like Srila Prabhupada, after one public lecture in a very famous hall, Brahmananda apologized, said, "Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't do the proper advertising, not many people." Prabhupada said, "You should have charged them. There would be much more, many more people if you charge them." And he said, "You sell the books, right?" So then people value better. So at the same time, it should not become commercial for the leader, for the guy, for the teacher. Because it's, Prabhupada will speak about this in this, actually right next page, that it's not even to be learned from professional speakers, reciters, how is it said here? Professional, you know, in now it sounds good, yeah, professional men, okay. Because for us, professional sounds like expert. But what Prabhupada means that it's done for money by these people, and this should not be done for money. Money can be used, and being involved in education for whatever 20 something years, I have seen that people who are taken for free usually are the top candidates for dropping out. They don't stay. They oftentimes have no respect, and they oftentimes don't study. Whereas people who pay, they are actually serious students. So even, you know, for the people themselves, just sometimes it can be helpful. But putting money aside, we have Mahatma in U.S. He went to one of such seminars and said, "How about us?" And if you listen to any of those teachers, if you study actually Bhagavad Gita or the Bhagavatam, you will see, come on, this is he's just taking half a verse from the Gita. And his whole seminar, you know, 2-3 months, is just half a verse from the Gita. Or these are you know, 3 verses from the Bhagavatam. Or this is just this element from Sankhya Yoga, third canto. You'll see, come on, this is what is in the Gita. Or it's even in some, you know, an introduction, paragraph one or something of the Gita, ABC. You know, why don't we do this? So yes, that's exactly, it's multi-billion dollar business nowadays. It's probably a $1 trillion business now. People are changing. All the corporate culture is shifting there into meditation. They invite people. They pay money. And I often think, why Grihastha devotees not take this as their work, profession, and livelihood? Because Prabhupada said, we want to make brahmanas. And devotees actually have the source of it. And it's much better than running around looking for some measly job, you know, for doing something you hate. And better to, you know, help people. Maybe it's not direct Krishna consciousness. So there are many devotees who do this. You have, I know, so I mentioned this one in U.S. We have Akrura who is trying to do something. I know this Yagya Purusha who started the New York Bhakti Center. Now he's a... I mean, you go to his website. Come on, I haven't seen... I've looked at like 3 times. At this is just his homepage. It's... I will show it to you in afterwards. It looks like, you know, like something amazing. Just his homepage. Johann D. Dierman, Johann Dierman. D-I-E-R-M-A-N-N, I think. Or John Dierman or Johann Dierman. Johann, I think. Dierman. In America. And he's full-time coach. I don't think he does these huge, big programs, but he's a full-time coach and he's doing well. And in Israel, I know a devotee who has seminars with hundreds of people. Of course, we have this devotee who almost, you know, I mean, he's known all over the world now, Tursunov or Audarya Dhamma. He's Bhakti Yogyan Maharaj said that in Russia, in the last 15 years, 70% of people who joined through him. And he has, I remember, and he's very humble, and he comes to, and he speaks about psychology of relationships, personal growth, these type of things. You just go on YouTube, of course, mostly in Russian. So I remember he was in, he's coming every year to our Govardhan retreat, and he's very humble, and he's, I remember I had some malaria or something, and he wanted to treat, he does some treatment. And I wanted to give him, no, he said, never take anything from brahmacharis. So, then I found some pen and how about this just gift? Some very nice pen, special pen. Okay. And so I remember we were sitting, he's sitting on the, taking prasadam last day, and he said, yes, tomorrow I go to Moscow, and because tomorrow I have a program, we have 7,000 people coming to the program. he has, actually millions of people who have heard. Also, I remember there's one from, he's a guru, Chaitanya Chandra Charan, Jayapataka Maharaja's disciple, Hakimov. He's from Uzbekistan. He was an artist. So I remember when he came, devotees invited him to Lviv, West Ukraine, and there is, 100 devotees or something, and devotees put up just posters on the street, and then devotees had to rebook the hall, because 1,000 people showed up. It turns out everybody knows him. They were all standing in the hall and everywhere just to attend his class. So there are some devotees who work in this area, and yes, we need many more. In Akrura, you have your Matsya, yes, yeah. We have some devotees, but of course we need more and more. Ruzov, yeah, Patita Pavana, yes. There are many, and of course it's good if it's done in a proper way, professionally. I do have complaints about some of people in that area. They don't present it. They don't study well enough. They don't present it well enough. I mean, they are super popular. They have hundreds of thousands, 500,000 followers or something. But I hear what they say, and sometimes it's misrepresented. They present some school of psychology. It's not what the school says. And there's no point doing that. I mean, they could just study better and present as it is, and it will be stronger. So yes, of course, please, let's do this. Yeah, they should do this. I always say this. I say this everywhere I go, that yes, devotees should... That also means that we have to learn how to be practically, how to apply this ourselves, and help others, and help those also who may not be devotees. So this is why Audarya Dhamma was criticized. Oh, this bridge preaching, this Ayurveda whatever, psychology. These people are not devotees, and you're not telling them about Krishna. And so then he said, okay, I will... I met some devotees. He went to his camp of Audarya Dhamma. He has big camps, like retreats. And he says he spoke on psychology, and then in the evening he said his people said, okay, now we have a special program for those interested who are serious. And they had just kirtan and japa and this, and he became a devotee. So he has this. It's definitely something we need to work on, and many people work. Some people work beautifully, some people work somehow. And so for that, we need to learn how to do this ourselves, how to help non-devotees. And then again, you know, like, for example, I am interested that everybody be happy, but I think that my personal, I personally am not interested in doing this for non-devotees, because I think devotees are much more in need of this. We want to make devotees full success first. You know, charity starts at home. And I think I will, my life mission will be, I will be fully successful if three people become Premika Bhaktas. One person becomes Premika Bhakta, and 50 people, if this class, all of you make one step forward in bhakti sadhana towards ecstasy in devotional service, my life is success. And I think it's more important for me. I don't need to earn money, you know, to support my family, and I don't. And I think that, you know, among you or other places, somebody will do this. And there are people who do this. Right? Niranjana Swami once said, it was striking for me, he was invited, he said that we can arrange a big program for 200 people in a hall. And he said, look, I think my first responsibility is to the devotees. So I will stay in the temple with 30 devotees because they have already joined and they have already been practicing for 10 years. So I better give time and attention and help them, to them, rather than always new. How about the old, right? And how about advancement of those who are already here? So all the areas are needed. We need for every level something. Hare Krishna. All right. Prabhupada writes, hearing, the beginning of Krishna consciousness and devotional service is hearing, in Sanskrit called Shravana. So it's very nice and important point. Begins with hearing. If you don't hear, how will you know what to do, or how will you learn? And reading is a form of hearing. In fact, for speed reading, this is the biggest obstacle that people never stop reading aloud, I mean, pronouncing the words in their mind. And that's the biggest block for actual speed reading. So reading is a sort of hearing, kind of hearing. And Prabhupada writes, all people should be given the chance to come and join devotional parties so that they may hear. This hearing is very important for progressing in Krishna consciousness. When one links his ears, so we should link our ears, okay, to give oral reception. Prabhupada, you know, uses very nice language, oral reception. To the transcendental vibrations. Are you giving your oral reception to the transcendental vibrations? He can quickly become purified and cleansed in the heart. Lord Chaitanya has affirmed that this hearing is very important. It cleanses the heart of the contaminated soul so that he becomes quickly qualified to enter into devotional service and understand Krishna consciousness. Quickly. It depends on you. It depends on, you know, because traditionally, like I sometimes mentioned that before Krishna consciousness, I was a Buddhist, and in Vajrayana Buddhism, it says in the books that if you practice things well, if you practice your Om Mani Padme Hum and everything, then, if you are, you know, advancing, then you can reach nirvana in about 200 lifetimes. If you're a good, you know, practitioner. Right? And this matches with what the Acharyas say in the Gita commentaries, that Jnana Yoga brings to success in 1,000 lifetimes, more or less. Dhyana or meditation in hundreds of lifetimes. This is the meaning of Bahunam Janmanamante, Jnanavanman Prapadyate, and this is the meaning Aneka Janmante in the 6th chapter. Thousands or hundreds. And Bhaktisiddhantaji would say that, okay, it can take 3 lifetimes. One life offensive chanting, one life clearing stage, one life pure chanting. Prabhupada said, chant minimum 16 rounds offenselessly. And follow the principles and you'll go back in this life. Finish the business in this lifetime. And Bhaktisiddhantaji also was calling. Finished, and that's quick. That's quick, actually. So depends also what you mean by success, which stage. Because you can feel yoga in 1 second, actually, as we were doing by this intention. If you do this properly, you feel yoga in 1 second. You can feel ecstasy in just a few minutes or half an hour of kirtan. No other yoga offers samadhi in half an hour. But you can get absorbed in half an hour of kirtan. Good kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Of course, if it's not me who is singing, but rather Anuradha or Eva, yes, then he'll be better absorbed. But half hour, which yoga offers samadhi? And samadhi is not perfection yet. It's just full concentration. There are 8 types of sabija samadhi and many types of nirbija samadhi. It's still a long way to go after that. So it depends. Nishta, anartha nivritti, can be accomplished within a few years to 10-15 years. Mantra siddhi or nama, perfection in chanting, can be achieved. Oh yeah, I sometimes give you this description of how many years. There is Shiva Samhita speaks how many years it takes for which type of disciple. The qualities are mentioned, how you practice, and then how many years it takes to achieve perfection. I guess next time we can get a projector and we can read it. So you can achieve mantra siddhi in... Shiva Samhita says that mantra siddhi you can achieve in 12 years. Where Hare Krishna mantra is mentioned in Kali Santarana Upanishad, it says that for each mantra there is a number given how many mantras you need to chant to achieve full perfection, mantra siddhi. So for Hare Krishna mantra in the Kali Santarana Upanishad, where it's given for Kali Yuga, it says that you can get perfection having chanted 35 million names. If you count, then if you chant 16 rounds per day, it takes about 55 years. 55. If you chant 32 or 64, if you chant 64, it'll take about 12 years. And if you chant, and sometimes you can see that some people chant 3 lakhs of names every day, so that will be 4 years. Mm-hmm. 4 years. But also, you know, it's Krishna, so it's not mechanical. You cannot catch him by the beard. He doesn't have a beard. No, he's always young. He doesn't even have a mustache. Yes. So therefore, he can come faster, or he may not come even after all your numbers completed. It's by bhakti, not by numbers. But numbers can be used for bhakti. Yes?
I just want to say once, the Mataji devotees, we were getting together to chant 64 rounds one day. And usually, I don't know, one of my meditation which I share in Bhakti school for chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is, if you like, if you want to hear the sound of Krishna's flute, you can hear it in the holy name.
Yes.
That's
the
Chinnananda Maharaj says, yes. One. So I said to those Matajis also, and I was in between. I went to the toilet and then I came back, and all of them was like chanting with flow, you know, like this. And then in my telephone I have some flute. Can you imagine? And one of them, she opened her eyes and she looked around, you know. She was the only one. She was the only one to open the eyes. And then she was like, really checking, you know. I started laughing. It was so funny. I didn't think she had mom also calling.
Yes.
I apologize, of course.
Yes, yes. Yeah, Prabhupada says this, that Krishna's flute you can hear in the holy name. Also, he gives another example here about people bitten by a snake. Yes, in Vrindavan, sorry, in Mayapur, you have some locals who know mantras, that they can cure snake bite and many things by some mantras. So it's famous. And these snake charmers, they have special mantras to control the snakes. Mm-hmm. Prabhupada in one lecture says how in his school he had these British professors. And they said, ah, come on, this is local, some, you know, mumbo jumbo. This is, that's just imagination. So the snake charmer came with the bag, and he said, okay, mumbo jumbo. And then he threw out 30 snakes, you know, on the floor. So all those professors starting running around. And he said, don't worry, as long as I'm here, they will not bite you. None of them will bite you. So this is for us. It sounds exotic, but in India, it's even today, even now, it's a fact. You have it. I think in Balkans also you have something that people with a prayer they counteract or cure or do something. Right? There is something like that. So Prabhupada said that we are all bitten by the snake of illusion. And so we can be brought back from the deadly unconscious state of material life by hearing the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So who should chant this Hare Krishna Mantra?
Everybody.
Who? Yeah, but who is chanting? So, okay, he says by hearing. So hearing from where?
From our...
Yeah, also from ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes? So it's not enough to chant. It's also important to hear what we chant. And this is how you control the mind. This is how you get perfection in chanting. That's called attentive chanting. And also there is lila. Shravanam, Lila Katha. This is Nama, there is Lila. So this is hearing Katha from devotees. And this is how you achieve perfection no matter where you are. And there are rivers of Katha flowing with devotees. And this is the top blessing to be somewhere where the rivers of Krishna Katha are flowing. You can see in the Bhagavatam, many times they request for such a blessing. Prithu Maharaj and others. But Prabhupada warns that this is not from somebody who is a professional reciter. Because, of course, nowadays I'm not sure how many outside, like Vrindavan. In Vrindavan you have these traditional reciters who are professional reciters. And so how many of them are pure devotees? How many of them are devotees at all and not Mayavadis? It's not easy. I asked from the locals, good locals, Bridge Bhasis, I asked, so which Kathakar do you recommend in a bookshop, in Ras Bihari Lal's bookshop? I asked Abneet, so whom do you listen? He said, you could take this and this Shastri Katha, he's good. Okay, so I went and got the CD, two CDs, 100 hours of... He goes through all the cantos, and I listened. And first canto, second canto, third canto, wonderful. Bhakti, everything. I thought, that's it? Yeah, it's good katha. He speaks about bhakti. And he spoke also about ISKCON very favorably. And then comes canto 5. And all of a sudden, he starts speaking something like Mayavad. And then I listened further. Then next, he still spoke well. But for this particular canto, he just spoke, we are all one. We just realized Brahman. And without any explanation. Yeah, okay, if he says we are all one, but he qualifies that, yeah, we are one, but different. We are one, but servants. We are one, But he just, just dropped it like that. And some of them are flaming Mayavadis. Because it's popular. It's a popular philosophy, Mayavad philosophy.
The same lecture?
Some very famous speakers. That was one speaker. That was one speaker. But there are other speakers. They have 5,000 people coming to them to listen to them. And some of them are total Mayavadis. Mm-hmm. Total Mayavadis. And they get, in Krishna Kshetra Maharaja's book, it's discussed how much they get for this. Hare Krishna, Peter. So hearing from them will not give such a result, such a transcendental result as Prabhupada mentions, of purifying the heart and connecting to Krishna. So he warns us. So we should be also intelligent. How do we listen? From whom do we listen? So we listen from devotees. Okay, now this was hearing. Then we have several more items here. There is expecting the Lord's mercy, remembrance, and meditation here in this chapter. So remembrance and meditation are two levels of the same activity. Smaranam, remembrance. Remembrance means sometimes you remember, sometimes you don't. And meditation means you remember and you remember and you remember. That's meditation. Kurma Purana defines that meditation starts after two and a half minutes of uninterrupted remembrance. So that's where meditation starts. And if you manage actually to achieve this, like when you meditate either in kirtan or in japa, you can feel it's a different state of consciousness. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, who of you gives some time in the day to sit and chant?
What?
That you dedicate some time in the day to sit and chant. Who are you? Yes. Good. Yeah. So this is called meditation. So Kurma Purana says, these stages of yoga, dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. So dharana means concentration. So Kurma Purana says that dharana means 12 seconds of uninterrupted focus, concentration. Then dhyana Kurma Purana says this is 12 by 12, meaning 2 minutes and 24 seconds. And samadhi, this is something like 28 minutes approximately. So 12 by 12 by 12 seconds. That's samadhi. So you can see, so 12 seconds, how many mantras it is?
Samadhi is less than dhyana.
3 times, 12, 12, 12.
This,
it means like 28 minutes approximately, 27 something. Like half hour. So 12 seconds, this is basically like three, four mantras depending on the speed. So you can try to count how many triplets of Hare Krishna mantra you can collect as you chant without thinking about anything else. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Hare. Again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I should start again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Yeah? It works. You can see that now they sometimes practice meditation by counting breaths. Same idea, to 10. And if you lose count, then start again. And it does focus your mind. But why count breath? You can count mantras and focus. So this is the difference between remembrance and meditation. And you can meditate on the name. You can meditate on the form. And what is the method to meditate on Krishna's form? Huh? Deities, yeah. Go to the temple, see the Panchatattva. You have 5 forms with beautiful green color clothes with a peacock feather design. Yes?
What is the person? The color of the person?
Yeah, what is the color? Should go look again. Yes, that's meditation. Yeah, that's meditation on the form. And then what else? 2 more.
Pastimes.
And 1 more. Qualities. Yeah, nama, rupa, guna, and lila. Yeah, that's also how you advance. First, you hear, meet Krishna in the name. Then you meet, you see Krishna. You can perceive Krishna's form. And then you can understand Krishna's quality, appreciate Krishna's qualities, and then the lila starts flowing. Yeah? Svarasiki mantra japa. And lila starts flowing. So we have the story here of a brahmana from Pratishtanapura, South Indian brahmana, who was poor. But he, Prabhupada writes, was very open-hearted. So in a lecture he heard that you can do all elements of service in the mind, in meditation. So he would do pranayama to focus the mind. And then he would meditate how he collects water from all the 7 holy rivers in golden pots, and worships the form of the Lord on the diamond throne. Srila Prabhupada has a famous lecture, I think Stockholm 73, saying that you create a diamond throne for Krishna in your heart and invite him there. And Prabhupada says, it becomes. It comes true, yeah? It's a meditation. It's legitimate, it's bona fide. Prabhupada says this in the class. So he was meditating like this, and he would cook, and then one day he cooked sweet rice, and in his meditation, yes, and then in his meditation he, before offering, he decided, of course, You know how you touch something that you need to offer? Because if it touches the nails, it's not considered clean. So usually they touch like this, yeah? That's this way you don't touch with the nail, you know? Because the nails are considered not clean for. So you touch with the knuckles or something. And he decided to touch, and then you can see there's a very funny picture here of this South Indian Brahmana. Where is it? In a book. This is... Yeah, this one. He's surprised because he burned his finger. In meditation, he burned his finger. So he's looking, what is this? The finger is burnt.
The picture again. Oh, I have a different picture. I have the book from the 1970.
Oh, early, yeah. But I like the expression of the face of this one. He's very funny.
This one also.
And then it says how Vishnu in Vaikuntha smiled and or laughed, and then they said, what are you laughing about? And he said, just wait and see. And he sends the Vimana to bring this Brahmana to Vaikuntha now. Immediately. So this is the story of the power of meditation. So at least in your meditation you can do good things, right? And you can advance. Yes. Prabhupada writes, thus we can understand that things offered by the devotees even in meditation are accepted by the Lord, and they help one achieve the desired result. We have the example of Krishna's father, Vasudev. Krishna was born in a prison. So, Vasudev distributed thousands of cows in charity in his mind. Right? So, some of us may not think we can give... of course, nowadays cows, it's a risky donation. So we think we cannot give a donation. But we can give in our mind, right? Can give at least in the mind. Of course, we can give. Everybody can give at least what? What? A smile, yes. A smile, a prayer, a well-wishing glance, or sweet words, good words. Right? Everybody can do this. But at least in our mind, we can offer things. And, in fact, for deity worship, there has to be also meditation. You can also think about your chanting of Hare Krishna. There are many different types of meditation can be done. For hearing, of course, the idea is to be absorbed in the sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But that's already... maybe an elevated level, so at least to heard to push our thoughts to Krishna, we can engage in different types of meditations, some pastimes of Krishna, some qualities of Krishna, Krishna's lotus feet. Now we have, I think for Matajis it's quite convenient, Krishna's and Radharani's lotus feet, yes, there in the temple, so you can meditate on these signs, the blessings they give. All of these. And these are good meditations. They fulfill all desires. Yes. And in the middle of this chapter, Prabhupada writes that here, this item 44, Tat Kripekshana, expecting the Lord's mercy, should be the guide for every devotee. This This statement of Srimad Bhagavatam should be the guide of all devotees. Because this verse quoted here, anybody knows this verse? Tatenu kampam susamikshamano bunjana evatmakritam vipakam hridvagvapur bhir vidadhan namaste jiveta yomukti pade sadaya bhag. This is a verse by Brahma. So it says, if you just develop this art of seeing everything as Krishna's mercy, and whatever happens, you see this is Krishna's mercy, then already muktipada, your place at Krishna's feet is guaranteed. So this is, you know, this one of the secret tickets to the spiritual world. I remember one student in the Bhagavatam collected such statements from Prabhupada, the tickets to the spiritual world. If you just do this, then... So here Brahma says, if you just see everything as Krishna's mercy and combination of my reactions plus Krishna's mercy, minimizing or applying it therapeutically, Brahmaji says, yes, that's it. You are free. It's like, you know, you have a... sometimes on Ryanair, you have this promotion. Yeah, I know one devotee, he traveled all over Europe for for 1 euro. They had these 1 euro tickets, 5 euro tickets, 10 euro tickets. He was flying from Riga in Latvia, Baltics, to Barcelona in Spain for 1 euro, and back for 1 euro. He was just on the lookout for these, you know. Yeah, for 1 euro, 5 euros.
5 euros.
Yeah, 5 euros. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I flew for something like 19 euros. Okay, I will. Yes. Yeah, from Düsseldorf to Trieste. Yes, I was flying.
Yeah, but when you take Ryanair, it's very good that always you put your Google down and your cookies.
Yes.
Yes,
but here, you don't have to clean your cookies. You just read Nectar of Devotion, and Prabhupada is always giving you the best possible deal. Bhagavatam, always offering best possible deal, many deals actually. Sonderangebot, special offer, you know, so many. Actually, you, if you want, some of you could collect such statements, you know, these special offers, special deals.
There is one in Bhagavad Gita. I was watching one video from Surat, and devotees had some discussion with Prabhupada. Prabhupada asked, why does Krishna come to the material world? And then devotees gave different answers, and then one devotee said that to please the devotees.
Yes.
And then Prabhupada said, yes, this is the right answer, and now you are liberated.
Yeah, yeah.
As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, who knows the secret?
Yes. Dhamma karma cha medhi. Yes, true. Yeah. In the Bhagavatam also we have that if you simply appreciate Krishna's dealings with devotees, your freedom is liberation in Krishna Lila is guaranteed. Appreciate means you just like it.
Yes.
Right? If you simply like it, just that's it. I mean, do you like some of the... Let's read more. You know, maybe we'll like some of them. These dealings. Okay, so the homework for you. Find mercy. Find mercy. Yes, good. You already found. Good. Okay, so to conclude, again, this anukampa or mercy, this is how in Sanskrit you say thank you. Yeah, dhanyavad means very fortunate for me, this is your mercy. Also here we have, you know, merci, grazie, same idea. Hvala, glory to you, Lord, my Lord. Yeah. So So your task, next time you see the Lord, thank him for something. Next time anything happens, good or unpleasant, you say thank you. So learn to thank for everything and see, you know, if you can thank even for challenging things. So make sure. Best you compose 5 or 10 thank yous for whatever happens. Right? And before we conclude, before we end, we shall turn to a neighbor and do one little exercise. Important exercise. So we can do daily, all the time. And Prabhupada says this is the guide. This verse is a guide for devotees. This is one shortcut for advancing in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Turvyascha.